that they must take pride in their performances, but must be careful of aggression and arrogance that has developed in other third world liberated.
I used to follow that path, Mr. Jones. My friend is hungry. My enemy is those who tell me to love people like you. Those are my enemies. To tell me to love those who will sell out their brothers and sisters, who can grow up. Those are my enemies. My friend is hate. Love will get you sucked in. Sucked in how many people I've loved back there that have stabbed you in the back, and I don't give a fuck what they've done to me, but how many of them I've left. I love them. I talk more to Mike Cartmell than I talk to my own kids that come out of my wife's womb. Yeah. Patty didn't know time. What? He told his mother, I don't give a fuck what they're doing. What did he say? It broke my heart, God. The one statement that's too tough on a mother to ask you, but I think you can be a strong enough to say it about black. I didn't care. I'll show it for you. You go ahead, sir. I didn't bring the black people here. He said, I'm American. I like hot dogs. I love them. I used to love him. Maybe there's a little hurt down here someplace, a broken heart somewhere, but not very much. His daughter and his sister come up to him today and told me some of the things she'd gone through as a child. I threatened her, God, and put her through some things. Some terrible things. He said, I could kill him. I could kill him. Tears in her eyes. She meant that. She meant that she'd kill him. God damn it, I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Strange to be the motherfuckers. You see, they try to tell us, hey, no, it's a good song. I love that song. We can just change that. Capitalism is my enemy. You know, it doesn't take much change to make that song sexy. But don't ever say hate me, sir. Anyway. Love has practically caused me to get you destroyed. If I had hated a little more, just a little more, we would have had a little less trouble. But I look at my faults analytically. Sure, you got love. Principle! But don't say, hate is my enemy. What did it say? What's that word? Hate is my enemy. I got to fight it day and night. What else is the line? Love's the only weapon. Shit! This is it! Martin Luther King died with love! Kennedy died talking about something he couldn't even understand, some kind of generalized love, and he never even backed it up! He shut down! Bullshit! Love is the only weapon with which I got to fight. I got a whole lot of weapons to fight! I got my cars, I got compasses, I got guns, I got dynamite, I got a whole lot to fight! Fuck with our PA system, keep me awake.
so I have to know whether it's an emergency or not. Women, men. By God, one time, 2 weeks ago, they thought we loved. They come in here. And I'm not saying they might not try it again, but we still had a hell of a record. This is 6 weeks running. And nobody walked in here since. And if we got 6 weeks apiece, then you don't know. We didn't do any week. Now, I guess we got every other week once in a while. We had no peace. And I don't want nobody to forget those sons of bitches back there. Because I know I'm going to go on the front lines. They'll put me first. Because that would be only the top thing to do. Captain leads the battle. If some of you can make it through the line, if it ever comes to a war. And some of y'all not have to be promised that there wouldn't be no war. You got nerve asking for no war over the dead body of Steve Bicko and eight of his elders rotting in jail. You got a lot of gall to ask when Martin is dead and Malcolm is dead, and their little children had to grow up without papas and mamas, and tens of thousands of blacks die lonely, unknown. Went through under the Waldorf Astoria, underneath, down into the lower sub of the trenches where the pipelines go, and they find several dozens dead every week there. Bah! No food. Nobody to give us shit. Trying to get out of the cold. Six floor levels underneath the street. The rat's big as a goddamn cat. I read the article, and I didn't read it in no socialist paper. I read it in the New York paper. Showed some pictures of them that was found there. Photographer, of course, all we wondered was the story. They took pictures of their lids showing. Looked like a concentration camp with black and white down in the damn dungeons. And they said that's true of every big city because it's the goddamn cold. People of all races are having to go down young and old. Some 16, 17 year old kids. White, black, all down there, finding some kind of heat if you can. And they got more socialism down there than they have up in the streets because it's so they get the dog food, whatever the hell they pick up out of the garbage pail, and they'd all share it around and eat together. No. How much they fucked us over with that love shit. Don't you ever fall for that again. Watch. Look. Observe. Be fair. Be just. Be loving. When you see principle, be loving. But don't ever say hate your enemy. Because hate will keep you on the line. Hate will keep you marching through when the fuckers are coming after you. When love will cause you to fall over like a marshmallow. I mean that false kind of bullshit love. You fall under the wind. Hate will drive you on! You think of what they did to Steve Bicko, and you think of what they did to Martin, and you think of what they've done to about 10,000 million Jews and blacks. You think of the concentration camps, and now the fuckers are back again. They're all back again. They're taking over America again. You think, and you'll bear you on. You'll drive you on. You'll push you on until you marry the sons of bitches. I'll change that little lyric and that'll be all right. Socialism is the only weapon with which I've got to fight. Capitalism is my enemy. Now, here are all my might. Socialism is that spirit with which I've got to fight. Whatever. You know how to do it. You musicians and lyricists, you'll be able to put it in the right passage. I don't want to hear any more bullshit about pastorism. You may do that as a posture because the end justifies the means. But we will not do it. Martin Luther King is not one of our honored heroes in the first place because he never breathed socialism. He kept it in the closet and he still died. So hell, I've made it to 46 and I've been preaching communism since I was 18. God damn it. There's a better track record for you to be true. Sure, I've suffered like hell.
and I went through all these witch hunts and assassination attempts and so many goddamn campaigns. I can't forget. I can't remember. Don't want to. But Luther King is dead. Apologist Christian sellout is dead. And we're still alive. Make no difference if we're dead. We're still right. He was a liar. You're never going to get no fucking plantation owner's son to sit down with no nigger. He's against it. It's the caste system. You got to get rid of the plantation owners. Some bullshit about love. Can be no love between people who have differences in property. Because the moment there is differences in property, the fucker that's got more will think he's better than the other son of a bitch. You're never going to see Rockefeller's son sit down with one of us. Well, that's not may not be true necessarily. Because the revolution on our side, and we may surround him sometime and interrogate him. One of our black sisters told me of the most complicated kidnapping system I ever heard tell of to get our people. And she's 71 or 72. Well, we got some thinkers in here. I'd like to get that criminal major. I'd like to get that fucker and pick his brain. That Interpol, you say, well, you want to get Stone? Oh, shit, no, I want to get, that's vengeance. You can't let hate become blinding. You know, sure, I'd like to get Stone. He put me through hell. You take care of that. You take care of that. I can't be run by vengeance. He put me through a nightmare. I had to vomit on his back. He put me through hell. I got a baby that I love, but I've got to worry about ruining all my life and I don't have a legal paper. He put me through hell. But I can't go after him. He's not the one I want to get. I want to get the son of a bitch that can lead me to the conspiracy and find out the fucker that's doing it all, and I want to slit him apart. I hope you understand what I'm saying. We have no right to personal vendetta. If I went on a personal vendetta, I'd have gone after him because he told me to do what I had to do. That's all right, love. He told me to do what I had to do with grace to save us from being lied on, him from being embarrassed. He let me do it. He projected it. He played it very clear that that's what I was expected to do. A prick. You see, that's personal. I've got to think in revolutionary things. And I want to find out the son of a bitch that no doubt has done this to other movements. And if you got any, you know, ideas, people tell me how to get this and that. And that's good, that's good, that's good. But there's money pouring out like piss out of the Jolly Green Giant. Money's coming from somewhere into these pockets to bring in the Olivers and all these Aunt Jane and Uncle Tom. Sure, I'd like to get them. They ain't worth shit. That's chicken shit to get there. Chicken shit. I want to find out who's paying them. They will get them. There's always going to be somebody left. There'll be some old soul that'll look like he's dead laying there in the pile of brush or laying down with his cutlasser out there in the windrow. He'll look like he's dead, but he'll get up and he'll find his way back to America and take care of them. You understand what I mean? I want to find out. And I want to hear from the camaraderie of this great communist collective. I want to hear on ideas how we're going to pull them in. We're going through telephones, but there's other ways. Telephones a long, long way. Jesus Christ, how people working night and day trying to walk the streets. I got too much guilt about them walking the streets. But we won't save money. We throw stethoscopes out on the lawn, let them rot. We let our cutlasses rust. We got people that try their damnedest to get out of work no matter what you do. You can't get them into work. Why the agriculture become premium? And I desire to hear some people tell me, oh, the agriculture needs to inspire me. And we're going to hear it a lot of times because that's where we're going to have to find ways of making a means of living so our people don't have to walk down the street and be threatened to kill and have hate looks and stares. And I mean actual threats. Didn't make a difference how old they were.
Didn't matter if they were black or white. Socialist. Black and white mixed. Some of them wouldn't go after us because we were socialists. Just the fact that we were mixed. Jew lover. In America. Jew lover. Oh, we wandered into a colony. We stepped on a hornet's nest. And fucking goddamn Nazis. They murdered probably the big murderers themselves, the henchmen, are right in the States. Now, I bet you we can find it. We got a narrow path that leads us to Kripa, the head of the Orthodox Church that killed, participated directly, he was a part of the conspiracy that ordered 800,000 Jews and blacks, browns, minorities murdered in Romania. And personally killed, how many was it? I don't know. God damn, I only know. Personally cut up the bodies. I don't want you to forget that shit. And don't you go no past the shit. Bullshit. Here he's sitting in East Lansing, Michigan, and now we get in our line and we find out from the attorney of the Berrigans and the attorney that opened the CIA file and the attorney that worked with Ellsberg, Sheehan, that we're an East Lansing group. After us, a so-called Christian group that have us in their file. And in a new legal force, a new whole law enforcement, LEIA, I never heard tell of it before, that has all things happening in this part of the world in its files and calls and tells people how to smash and not kill, smash, squash. Everybody that's involved in liberation effort here. And East Lansing just happens to be the home of Archbishop Kripa, who we took after, the only paper that would write a goddamn word on him. Mm-hmm. You remember, some of you remember, I wrote in there about this Nazi head of the church sitting in that 50-room mansion, or 58-room, or 38-room, or whatever, on some several hundred acres up there in East Lansing, sitting there on his ass! And he cut up little babies. They could have been our babies. He cut them up like he cut a calf and hung them up and stamped on their butts. Kosher meat. And he's sitting in the United States. And you want to go back there, fucker. How do you feel about going back there? You won't be far away from him. You're just across the way from him. I just like to hear what you got to say to me. I'm going to start an old big round of interviews.
I don't know, Father.
You never know. You fuckers never know. Why did you kill the Jews? I don't know. Why didn't you raise your voice when they took the children away? I don't know. That's always your goddamn answer. I don't know, and I hate you fuckers. Find out, fucker. Find out why you can go back to where Murderer Incorporated is. Where Nazis live and walk scot-free up and down the shores, where a millionaire, Rock Moxalt, walking up and down, paid his way through the President of the United States, $2 million. He murdered a million Jews. And others, some of your background, Partak, Slovaks, he murdered people like you. You want to go back there, don't you? You're not crazy. You're self-centered, you know it. That's your problem. You've leaned on mama all your life. How many times you called on mama when you couldn't face up to life? You ought to hate the bitch. She's made you weaker than shit. She brought you into the earth and then got you out every time you were in a dilemma, didn't she? Every time you were in a problem, you could always go to mama. Sure, several occasions. Now you don't know. What you going to do when mama dies? What's your plan? To go back and live with mama? Never leave the old hometown anymore. Stay in America all your life. Isn't that right?
No,
don't lie to me. I didn't read your goddamn letter, but I know. I know what your plans are.
I've thought about leaving after, but I'm not sure if I could, you know.
What's that you thought about?
I thought about leaving the United States.
You're out of the United States now, son. Where are you going to go? Third Reich? They just pulled all the Nazis over there and they got more security. The killer of all the European Jews, the Italian Jews, all the blacks and all the minorities. He killed so many goddamn people, I don't know, it's 4 or 5 million people. They got him surrounded. He's got more security than anybody in the whole German government. What's his name? Prick? Huh? Kapler? They stole him out of an Italian hospital. Out of the hospital, because he got into the hospital and he stole him out. Yeah. And he ain't very sick though, some bitch still alive. Been there now 5 months, 6 months, 7 months. He wasn't dying very much. He paid his way in that goddamn hospital. That cancer, about as much cancer as I got on my butt. The only cancers I got, some I'm looking at. Yeah. Yes, the streets, they threw flowers at his feet. And he murdered millions. And all them fuckers in the United States. Why doesn't it bother you to want to go back there? I'd rather die in a swamp than to go back to that mess. It's responsible for every murder. It set up Hitler in the first place. U.S. set up Hitler to kill the Soviet Revolution. Hitler was a product of American monopoly capture. Ruling elitists. They haven't got to the monopoly stage now. They're not the monopoly stage very well. These days they're having trouble with Japanese convincing them they ought to join together. The Japanese and them are in a trade war, and I hope the fuck they cut each other through. They will, sure. I'm just hoping they can hold out long enough for it to happen, then we'll have, life will be roses for us, so we'll say we'll bring liberation from here to the top of the Caribbean all the way to the fucking Andes end. We'll reach clear to Argentina. We'll organize people all up and down through shit, man. Let the bomb drop. Just get my folks in. Let the bomb drop. They're in a hell of a mess and turmoil and economic crisis. There's hope. Just that one hope you ever hope for anything. Just hope for the bomb to drop. We're the most organized folk anywhere in the world. I damn well believe in this part of it. I mean, this whole country. We'd have a hell of a ball game. You bet your ass we would. What did I ask you? I don't even want to. What's your name? What is your name? Puckett. Because I'm getting pissed at people like you.
I'm sorry, my friend. Get up to Canada somewhere.
You're going to Canada. Why don't you like it with this guy, folks?
What did you say, anarchist spot?
No, you're more than anarchist. Yeah, what's in Canada? White folks. Ain't none of us niggas. You're nervous, aren't you, man? You don't know what. We might fry you tonight. I got bigger fish to fry than you. You don't even no danger. I wouldn't waste my time on you. You're piddling fish. You ought to be glad they ain't all here, though. Stars are with your ass tonight. Tomorrow night, something's gonna be fucking over you. You'll get your day. We won't do it. I won't do it. You think you're gonna get on a plane and go bye bye? Even though you get a ticket and go bye bye, you think you're gonna get there? You think I'm gonna stop you? No. You ever seen any one of these people start any shit? Boom, they go down. One woman goes blind on Friday. See, oh, nothing happened to me yet. Boom. Shit, they'll be with there. They'll be a monkey get loose in the airplane and strangle you to death. That'll be slip on the ice when you land in New York. You don't know my power, do you? You don't calculate my power. I'll just die. I'll commit suicide. Honey, there's slow away. How you like to be from here down, can't do nothing but look and move your head. How you going to commit suicide when you can't move your body? But right now, it is, yes, across my path. Yep, a lot of folk crossed my path. How are you going to commit suicide when you can't do nothing but move your head?
It'd be pretty hard. It'd
be hard, wouldn't it? No. Couldn't drag your body. You can't drink that much air. I see old Reb back there's learned how. He's got all that Church of God shit. He's learned how to hate, too. You fuckers taught us. I'm glad you taught us some revolutionary hate. You taught us revolutionary suicide. Not revolutionary meanness. We don't want to be mean to you. But we want to find out. You're going to dissect you before you go. I don't mean with razors. We want to know what makes you tick. Fully. We want to get our final exposure from you and see what the hell is in you. Yeah, thank you, sister.
I don't have any opportunity to with anybody here.
What are you going to do when they come up to you and say, what are you going to do when they come up to you and put their hand around you and say, hey, Patek, I'm going to send you up the river for conspiracy. These people have conspired to commit revolution, they've conspired to start a revolution on two continents. They did this and they've done that, they didn't say anything. They conspired to bring some things across from two customs. You're one of them. We're gonna sentence you. We're gonna indict you and arrest you right now and put you on trial. I don't know, taking a Jan here to come up with probably something they won't give you. They won't give you the dignity of being a conspirator to a revolution. They wouldn't give you that kind of dignity because they don't want to dignify us. If they admitted what we really were, they're afraid that we might turn on some others, a handful of others in every city. So they'll probably put you on some. Who knows what?
He unfolds in front of him, causing the plane to climb suddenly. With one engine already out, Fergus said the other one stalled. The plane went into a spin and ditched into the sea, just about the time that he was able to get the engine restarted. The pilot related how he tried to calm the passengers as the plane hit the water and began to sink. But he said that in their frantic attempts to open the plane's only door, they pulled the lever in the wrong direction and locked the door instead.
As narrowly as you can on their little palter bucket, you take a longer trip. Is what you plan to do. And they have a little opium on you. What are you going to say when they come up to you and they say, now, either you tell us things and get up and give some smear stories or testify against people's temple and lie on people's temple or we're going to put you in jail. What would you do, motherfucker? Now make me believe your lie.
You
stand here and endure with we good folks and eat good roast pork and have somebody take care of you and somebody even save you. You're so out of it. Somebody has to save you. What are you going to do when they say, talk, Patek, about people's temple? Get up and say lies. Stone cried, I'll never do it. He's a willing agent now. Same thing as Stone. Somebody said they're worried about him coming here starting law practice. That's the one reason he got caught. He didn't like living around like that. He'll never come back here starting law practice. I can tell you with all that's within me, he'll never come back here. He'll come in here maybe try to get something done, but he did not like living in a black country. I saw it through in the first week. He didn't like it. He was too good. Well, you don't have to get to his mother. His ass. I thank you, Ro.
You have been a part of us. There ain't nothing you can tell those people that's going to make them believe that you're not. Because you ain't got nothing. You're a little fish to them, and you can't tell them shit. When you get there,
he's worth safety. Odell, he went away and come back from Chicago all the way to San Francisco and joined us again after he went away and come back and comes all over here again. What are you going to tell them? Why were you here? Mr. Patek, I'm a member of the FBI. I want to know why you were associated with that Jim Jones and the People's Temple. I want to know now. Talk, sir. I'm the FBI now. Talk. I want to know why you're here. We're going to charge you with the violation of the federal narcotics law.
We found some traces of medication on you, and we're going to charge you with narcotics traveling and trafficking in narcotics. After that's a pretty stiff sentence. You'll probably get 5 years. Unless you want to help us out here, you can be a little comfortable and help us out. You can maybe give you a little deal. Maybe give you just a year. I'll probably lie to you. They never do give you free time. But so maybe we can drop the charge, Mr. Project. What do you got to say about people's trouble? And if you don't talk, man, I'm going to throw the book at you. I'll throw the book at you. I'll treat your ass miserable for the rest of your life. And even when you get out of jail, this is the way they talk. Even when you get out of jail, we'll be watching you till you get back in again. I know how they sounded because I've been through it for 25, 28 years. What are you going to do, Project?
I can treat for samples there as a group and...
The attorney, Sarah, said you won't talk tonight, but you will talk the moment they do that. I haven't got anything to say. You'll hurt us legally. Since it's all been said, can't come get us anyway. Because the only way they're going to get us is with a pine box. And they won't even need, they probably won't need that many pine boxes. But when we get through with them and us, they won't be able to separate one from the other. Just a big steam shovel. Anyway, but you will be in the newspaper, you're sure as hell. Every one of you liars told us you don't believe you anymore. Mm-hmm. You're lucky to get there. Right on. Hear that silica again. Hear that southern black voice talking to you?
Now, say you didn't.
Did you or did you not? Keep it in the bank all the time.
I was living in a commune and all. And
how many times did we keep you up in Red Bud Valley? How long did we keep your ass? How many months? How long?
Well,
come on, man, be fair.
I was in a commune for about a year and...
You think that's worth $700? You think that's worth $60 a month? Your size man ever eat for $60 a month? Get all his heat, clothes, and everything for $60 a month?
Well, I went, I did have jobs when I was in the commune and in between that.
Is there any money in there now? I asked him, you got any money in there now?
No, the night I left to Guyana, I turned it all over to Debbie Blakey.
Mm-hmm.
How much? It was about... How much money? About 800...
What else did you have?
$800, approximately.
$800,
approximately. I believe it was...
You think he turned over much? Yeah, how much airfare was? the cost of all along the line, the taxes and the extra, the luggage. You didn't come in. Every human body here averaged $700. And then you ate all through Georgetown all the way through here. So you owe us $4,700 for the time being. Giving you $800 off, you owe us $3,900 being charitable. So who ain't got Mazer here to fuck with? You don't know when we got looks anything like him. His mama's gonna send him if he gets out of here. He's gonna walk out, and I'm gonna have 18 snakes at each path. Coiled. One of my own sisters said, jump back.
Wow, what the hell? What do you look like? Do we look any different than you? What the fuck's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Why you can't live with us? And after you, and another damn thing, before you leave your ass out here, pay for your bad board, you hear? And pay for your board now, you hear? Now, because I'll tell you the truth, I'll whip your ass myself. Goddamn bullheaded. You ought to be white and right. And you're white and wrong, goddamn it.
I'm glad it didn't. They don't deserve any of it. Too beautiful. I still want to know, I'm the FBI, I'm Mr. FBI, I want to know what you're going to do. Are you going to go 5 years to the pen? You're going to talk on people's temple. You're going to tell us what you know. You're going to be here for a press conference. And I'll be right back there like we saw the FBI standing right by there, agents, the crazy agents standing right behind all that bunch, Jim Cobb and all of them, Mickey, or they're right behind them with the agents. Saw his fucking face, because we've been under his fucking floor. We know him. He was sitting right there looking, watching to see that everything went just right. He didn't say a mumbling word, but he was sitting there while they all got their fucking asses on TV. His name was Khan. If you watched the TV, you saw his fucking face right there. Talking about how he hated whites, blacks, how he's going to kill them all. And all of our fucking black people stand up there selling out to him. And you tell me Jim Cobb would sell out and stand up there in front of a TV in front of an agent and you wouldn't? What makes me supposed to believe more in you than Jim Cobb? He's supposed to have an education. He's supposed to understand that what it is to be black. He went through enough. That agent sure didn't even have to twist them. It was voluntary. They all knew they were in the CIA. They're all going to get it. I want you to remember. They're all going to get it. Because they knew we have the record of the Interpol on the 24th day of February. They met with the Nazis. Jim Cobb, Hitler, you name them. Who all went out? I'll tell you whether they were there or not. Danny, yes. Ruth Kern, Jeanette. Nicole, yes. Everkind. Wayne Hitler, yes. No. I don't know. Don't know. Don't know about Vera. Who? No, Richard's right there. Laura Cadiz was there. What? Bodie Marble was there. Sandy Rosicto was there. Who? Oh, yes, Saul, Foreman, all of them there. All of them involved in it. I don't know about John Bedell. I won't talk what I don't know. Yeah, Lambert and Liz Foreman, yes. No, Anita Pettit wasn't there. They blackmailed Anita Pettit. And told her she will never see her babies again. Never have them again unless she got up in front of the newspaper. That's what they did. That's what Mrs. Myrtle did. That's what this fucking Nazi did. Behind her. Major. Took her kids. She don't have her kids this day. She shouldn't have lied for them. We could have got her out. She listened to them, and she still don't have her kids. She come crying into the temple. What was it? Not more than a month ago. Talking to our people. Say, I'm sorry. I would never have done anything to hurt Jim Jones. Yeah, but she did. And they still got her kids, and she can't see them. They took her kids away. She lied for them because of her kids. And we're supposed to be, you ain't going to do it.
I don't think I...
You and I know it, so you can. Convincing him is what I'm wondering about.
I don't think I can do anything to cause the end.
I didn't ask you that, fucker.
Well,
want to start a merry-go-round tonight?
I'm just waiting.
I didn't ask you that about what you can do something for this cause. I asked you what you're going to do when the FBI stands in your face. I'm going to ask you again what I'm the FBI. Hey, fella, what are you going to do, fella? You want to get booked? Want to get going to talk?
Huh?
Want to talk?
What you going to say bad about him, huh? Say something.
Tell us how you feel about People's Temple. People's Temple, do you like People's Temple?
Huh?
I think they're a good group, but I didn't sign one up.
You like People's Temple? Do you like People's Temple? Do you like People's Temple? You like People's Temple, George? Like so, look at them. Do you like People's Temple? Huh?
I think they're a good group.
All right, now, get your business. They couldn't get me out of here on murder, and they're not even negotiating a treaty right now.
There's nothing I could do.
Attempts will be made to kill as many adult mosquitoes as possible by the use of insecticides. As far as the control of breeding is concerned, the full cooperation of the public is essential. The mosquito breeds readily near to houses and could be often found breeding in empty tins, coconut shells, as they are more widely known around the coconut plantations, flower pots, and in collections of water near the house. Old motor car tires are also a common breeding place, and these should not be left in the open to collect water. Our insect control should be taking note of this. Though we are not known to have any here, we do have the one mosquito that transmits malaria, which we have no need to worry about if we take the malaria salt. We use salt, which we get in our meals every day. Whereas mosquitoes in North America, the United States, transmit arthritis, encephalitis, which is incurable, and several other diseases. One, with a parasite that lodges in the main aorta valve of the heart. The insects in this area only transmit diseases that are easily controlled. There should be, too, the proper disposal or burial of redundant receptacles. These measures are important to every household, but they are also applied to public places such as sports grounds, church grounds, schoolyards, and other places which are open to the public where receptacles could be dropped and left to harbor mosquitoes, such as open cans. Now, if everyone does this or her part, then this outbreak of dengue fever could more readily be brought under full control. Above all, it must be remembered that the outbreak could easily spread from district to district if everyone does not cooperate fully. Everyone has to have control, has to try in the control of the breeding of mosquitoes. What has gone wrong in Australia? A decade ago, Australia was considered the new frontier for all the world, with glittering opportunities, but now it all seems to have turned sour as a growing mood of pessimism replaces the former national confidence. A tone of despondency permeates society, even though this country of almost limitless mineral resources and its small 14 million population of people are now richer than they've ever been. After a 10-year absence, the most striking and alarming impact on a visitor is the depth of social conflict gripping the country. Strikes seem to be the new national sport. In Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, with a population of more than 2.5 million, It was recently impossible to know whether electric power would be on or off any time of the day or night, whether you could get to work by public transport, whether you had a job to go to, and whether the schools would be open. The face of the country is changing, but many people don't like the picture that is emerging. It was a marked change from the 1960s when Australia took pride in the fact that for more than 20 years, unemployment and inflation were non-existent. Migrants flocked from every part of the world to this huge, thinly populated island continent from overcrowded Europe, seeking new, better lives for themselves in virile, developing country, isolated from most international conflicts, with an easy, comfortable lifestyle that was the envy of much of the world. Nobody seems to know what went wrong. Unemployment continues to shoot upwards towards a record of 500,000, yet the newspapers are full of advertisements seeking both skilled workers of all types, which go unanswered. Productivity continues to decline, pushing up costs, which puts jobs in jeopardy, yet strikes for still higher wages continue unabated. Australians have begun to blame the deteriorating situation on what they call the English sickness, said to be imported by British trade union leaders, which does not help minority relations. Australia has an all-white policy in which no people of brown, Asian, or black background are permitted to immigrate. Welfare payments. The unions pressure the government to increase welfare payments, to which in turn makes it more profitable to be on the dole, unemployed, that is. Thousands of young people are finding they can manage quite comfortably working at odd jobs without paying taxes while picking up their weekly $70-odd from the government. This kind of situation was unthinkable 10 years ago when welfare payments were admittedly small, but there was also a social stigma attached to anyone not gainfully employed. Many of the social errors are attributed by political opponents to the short inner lead of turbulent Labor Party ruler early in the decade when government funds were distributed lavishly and inflation climbed to the double figures for the first time in Australia's history. Labor Party leaders and supporters blamed 23 years of unbroken right-wing conservative rule until 1973 when the party briefly regained power for social divisions, present-day unemployment levels, and what they assert are the growing number of poor and impoverished people in the cities. As the country enters its fourth national election campaign in the last 5 years, Labor has mounted a full-scale attack on the ruling right-wing conservative government for cutting back on national, social, educational, and welfare funds and for its attack on trade unions. The government's union bashing tactics, strike-breaking, scab workers, labor claims have widened division between the working and middle classes and dimmed the once deep felt Australian dream of a society without bitter class distinctions, which are now so very present. The present Liberal Conservative government returned to power 2 years ago after a big electoral rejection of Labor seems powerless to improve the situation. Still, for all their ills, Australians seem to be living more lavishly than the United States citizens in some ways. Two-car families are no longer a rarity, and the number of foreign luxury cars seen cruising the new modern highways point to the spread of a middle-class affluence. One of the common complaints now is that Australians can no longer manufacture anything decent. Once proud to drive locally assembled cars, Australians, like United States citizens, now prefer to pay hefty import taxes for the privilege of owning foreign imports which are better made. Today, the country appears less and less like a British outpost and more like California in the USA, with huge suburban shopping centers dotting the landscapes around the major cities and homes equipped with dishwashers, washing machines, and colored television, and passive personalities to stand transfixed before the TV blue tube when they're not out drinking or involved in the drug traffic. Last reading of the news for the night, and then following will be the rerun on the television of Soldier Blue, a fantastic moral film. Guyana Chronicle says Biko's murder, yet another South African scandal that goes unanswered by the Western world. If there's one thing which is more obnoxious than crass violations of people's human rights,